I'm sure we'll have some guys tomorrow that banged up a little bit, but I really don't have anything on the injury front to talk about, which is a fun way to start this thing. All right. In terms of the game, you know, I felt I asked the players to go out there and play hard. No anxiety, just play hard and fast and then try to add up all the good plays. And I think we did some things well today. Not the first play of the game. You know, you start to play with a fumble after the kickoff. But I thought Montero bounced back and ran the ball hard. You never want to turn the ball over. I felt like we were pretty efficient running the football. We made an effort, and I wanted to make sure that we got a lot of cracks at running the ball today. I wanted to be able to evaluate Montero and Brandon as runners, and I think we got that accomplished. And then we got to finish it up with Adonis in there, so that was good. I thought for the most part Brandon played well. Colt came in one drive and took us down the field. I know in Brandon's case, there's some things in there that he's seen for the first time. Last week we played a four-man rush, just really dynamic pass rush. Today we played against a lot of pressure. And so those are two different feels of the way the game goes, and I think Brandon got a chance to go through that. But I think overall our guys competed hard. I'm really proud of our defense. Six turnovers in 2 weeks. You know, I think we struggled to get six in a month last year, and so I'm proud of that. We made an emphasis of catching the football. I think we had three interceptions today, if I'm not mistaken. So the ball in the air, we're doing a better job of catching it. I didn't see any drops per se on offense, and so some of the things we've been focusing on, you're seeing show up a little bit now. You know, you can't get too high or too low going through all this. You know, it's training camp, and there's four preseason games that get in the way. And I think this was a good experience for our guys. This is one of the great, unique places to play in the NFL. And for our guys to come in here and play hard and have fun doing it and find a way to win, I think is something you can build on. And so that being said, you know, we'll talk more as we go through the week, and I'm sure you'll have questions about specifics, but I thought it was a pretty good night. I'll take your questions.
Is it special because of your uncle?
Well, I don't know about because of my uncle. I think what's special is, you know, we're kind of, as coaches, we're kind of intertwined, and we all are part of this profession, this fraternity, and I learned a lot from Uncle Fritz, just like it did from my father, in terms of how to be a coach. And obviously the success they had here in Green Bay, and my aunt still lives here, and the visits I had this weekend have been good.
You talked about your defense. You also not only forced some turnovers, but you didn't let anyone get behind you. I think their longest, I think Rodgers' longest play in the series was...
Well, they threw the touchdown. Yeah, and they threw the touchdown on Joe, you know, early in the game, but... No, I think our receivers or our defensive backs did a good job of challenging. I'd probably miss this, and wrongly so. I thought our young defensive tackles played the first half and did a nice job, Hughes and Wynn. They were in there rattling around, and I think, you know, we'll have to watch the tape to finally evaluate it, but I thought they did a pretty good job playing half the game.
I thought we saw Wade get carted off. Was that one you were aware of?
Carted off? No, yeah. He was just got some soreness, so we'll find out what it is. But he was fine as far as I know. We'll see. I know, you know. And again, I'm going to reserve the right to update this stuff tomorrow. But as far as I know, he was in there playing, and he was due to come out in the fourth quarter. So beyond that, I don't know what you guys may have seen. But
Gordon, a couple of nice catches.
Yeah, we wanted to try to get the ball to him, and he caught two balls on the same route, actually. And, you know, he had a drop, which we got to clean up. That was, in my opinion, a gimme. We ran a hitch, and that's supposed to be completed 10 out of 10. And so although there was some improvement from last week's game, he'd be the first one to tell you. I'm sure there's things he needs to get way better at.
Well,
I just thought he moved the team. You know, we found a way to drive the ball. He completed a couple of third downs that were important. But then what comes to mind are a couple other third downs on plays that, you know, we're kind of just getting a feel for that, you know, he'll do better the next time. So he's like any of the young ones out there working. You know, he's going to look at the film and say, darn it, I can't do that. So he's got a couple of those. But for the most part, I thought he executed pretty well.
After the fumble on the first play, was it the best you've seen out of Hardesty in live action?
I thought he really ran the ball hard. You know, I really did. We can't have ball security issues. You know, he knows that. But I do like the fact that he went out there and responded and ran. He ran as well as I've seen him run, you know, but we've all been talking about how he's a different looking Montero this year since he's healthy, and he's kind of he looks just different to me. And so let's hope it stays that way.